A new compilation of African hip-hop puts a spotlight on the issue of migration. Artists from across Africa describe the allure of living abroad in Europe or America, but also the many pitfalls. The CD is called Yes We Can, Songs About Leaving Africa. Banning Air has this review.
Give me the glitz, the glamour, the fame, the fortune, the you with a dollar, the Dolce & Gabbana. Holler my name like Obama, I'm powerful. Platinum, that's how I look. European cars, that's how I move. That's how I should, not how I would. Bigger than movies, I'm Hollywood. See me on TV, hear me on CDs, still on the money talk. On the money talk, on the rooftop, just like Donald Trump.
If you were a young person living in Africa, chances are you'd jump at the chance to try your luck in a foreign city like Paris, London, or New York. You'd probably also have little idea about the realities you might face there. That arc of allure, danger, and disillusionment is the stuff of this unique compilation. Rapturous of Nigeria raps about the glitz and glamour of European life, while his countryman Mode 9 reveals the flip side of the coin in the song Green Passport.
To them, I'm just another green passport, potential criminal, intelligence minimal. That's why they choose to treat me like a urinal. Piss on me just to catch their trips. In Italy, immigration almost made me flip. I told them off, hammer time, I'm too legit to quit. I'm not a crook,
no.
So why the hell you give me lip? All I got was,
sir, we don't believe you, strip.
I'm Nigerian, so I got a green passport. With a green passport, you can't passports easily. Immigration steady quizzing me. It's not my fault, I got a green passport.
Plenty who leave Africa don't have any passport at all. That includes thousands who took to the seas in small boats from the Senegalese coast, heading north for Spain in 2006. Some 7,000 died before they even had the privilege of being harassed or discriminated against. The Senegalese collective VA Capsi Revolution, rapping in French and Wolof here, lay out the rationale for waterbound migration. But the song's final rapper calls it a suicide mission and bids his peers not to give up on Senegal. This CD's liner notes translate all these non-English raps, a huge plus. Many of these artists have lived the immigrant life, and their hybrid sounds and world-weary raps offer an unsparing view of the African urban landscape. They also take the glamour out of life as an immigrant, which always includes pressure from back home to send cash from the land of milk and honey. Somali rapper Kanon celebrates the Western Union connection on a song called 15 Minutes Away.
She sent me Western Union so I can make it through in. It felt so good when she said write down this 11 digits. I go out to receive it. I'm desperate and I need it. Feels like an angel speaking. I can hardly believe it.
African boy, a Nigerian living in London, finds a dubious solution to poverty in his playful celebration of shoplifting. These days, singing the pride of African nationalism is old school. The artists on this CD bring both new musical energy and raw candor to the table. Senegalese veteran Awadi lays the blame for the 2006 boat exodus squarely on the failures of his country's leaders. That is brave, and this compilation is your ticket to a whole new world of African music making.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed the new compilation, Yes We Can, Songs About Leaving Africa. You're listening to All Things Considered.